Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some recent Elon Musk tweets about Tesla's AI Day. Looks like we may have a tentative date for when that may be scheduled. We'll talk about what to expect for that event. We've also got a little bit of an update on the Model S and X refresh and a couple other stories as well. Quick look at the stock. Tesla today finished up 0.9% to $738.85. That did trail slightly behind the NASDAQ, up 1.3%, and volume really fell off today for Tesla. About 27.5 million shares traded today, versus the pretty high volume days we had yesterday and the day prior. Yesterday, of course, we did have that Coinbase direct listing, so I know a lot of people like to take a look at what ARK is doing with their trading. They did sell off some Tesla yesterday. That always seems to get a little bit of attention on social media, but definitely a normal process for ARK. Tesla is still their top holding in many funds. It has risen above 10% in some of those funds, and generally when that happens, ARK tends to sell it down a little bit. And on the Coinbase point, ARK did initiate positions there across funds at about 0.75% weight. So selling some Tesla would help provide liquidity for that new position. So nothing too surprising there. I just wanted to point it out because, again, it gets talked about. And that may have been a little bit of pressure on Tesla in general yesterday as Tesla had a tougher day. ARK probably not the only one to make a move like that. All right, with that being said, let's get into AI Day. Elon Musk had a number of tweets yesterday about Tesla and their progress in artificial intelligence. He kicked it off by noting that, quote, Tesla AI slash autopilot engineering team is awesome, making excellent progress solving real-world AI, end quote. He followed that up with a number of tweets, some of which related to full self-driving, the beta button. We'll get to those in a second. But he also responded to a question asking, when can we expect AI Day? Elon said, probably late July. So first thing there, anytime we have a timeline from Elon, we got to be cautious on that. He's saying probably here, so be a little bit more cautious even. Obviously, this is an event, so it is a little bit more up to Tesla when they hold this, but I would assume they wouldn't want to hold an event like this until the FSD beta is broadly released. So we hope that beta release happens by then. Elon thinks it will, but in addition to just any normal timeline contingencies, I think you have to apply that one here as well. Of course, this is not the first time we've heard Elon mention a possible AI day. In early January, he said maybe a Tesla AI day later this year, but he does seem to address it in more concrete terms this time, treating it as more of a when rather than an if. All right, so timeline-wise, I think we'd have to leave that to the Vegas oddmakers. That'd probably be a fun line to bet on, but timeline notwithstanding, what should we be expecting here from Tesla's third major focus day, following Autonomy Day and Battery Day, now on to AI Day? Well, in a couple of these tweets, Elon mentions real-world AI. He mentioned it in that leading tweet, and then in a reply tweet, he also mentions it, saying that, kind of obviously in hindsight, the only way to solve self-driving is to solve a big part of real-world AI. That is what Tesla is doing both in hardware and software. Unless a company is good at AI, with tight compute, it's hopeless. This is insanely hard. So when I see real-world, I think, okay, that probably means one of two things. Real-world could either mean that it has an applicable use case, where it is actually being used for something in the real world, or, and I think this is what's most likely, based on context from Elon's previous tweets and the problem that Tesla is most focused on solving, which is vision, real world here could just mean simply the physical world. Another example of Elon using real world was back in March when he was talking about solving self-driving corner cases, saying that could only happen with real world optical intelligence. So same real world qualifier there, but a little bit more specific because he is including optical intelligence rather than more broadly artificial intelligence. Elon offered a little bit more of a distinction here too in reply to a meme that says, what if I told you that Tesla will become the largest AI company in the world? Elon said, quote, certainly one of the largest. A company whose name rhymes with Schmoogel is pretty far ahead, but I think we're the leader in shallow-minded AI, haha, end quote. So a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but Elon pretty clearly contrasting what Tesla's doing with AI compared to Google's DeepMind, or more properly Alphabet's DeepMind, which was founded on the basis, prior to joining Alphabet, of solving artificial general intelligence. So a little bit more of a research tilt, with Tesla being a little bit more product-focused, but of course, as you talk about AI, these lines become a little bit blurry, and the further in time you go, I think the blurrier they get. So maybe at the end of the day, not all that important, but Elon continues to use that real-world qualifier, so I just want to try to understand what that might provide us for context for AI Day. If we think about what Tesla has been trying to solve, again, it comes back to vision. So I think this would be sort of like a Tesla vision event. I think Tesla will walk through sort of like an Autonomy Day 2.0, where they've come with vision for self-driving, the progress and strategy changes that they've made in that realm since Autonomy Day 2 years ago, and then from there expand and talk about where things are heading from here, and a big part of that is going to be Dojo. So of course we've spent a fair amount of time talking about Tesla's Dojo. This is what Elon Musk calls Tesla's training supercomputer, and last August Elon said that we were maybe about a year away from version 1.0 of Dojo. He did update that again in November to say, again, probably a year away from then. So that does seem to throw a bit of a wrench into the Dojo AI Day expectations. If we think about Autonomy Day, well, Tesla had their hardware version 3 ready to go during Autonomy Day. If we think about Battery Day, Tesla did have the 4680 battery cell pilot production line running. So you'd think they'd want Dojo ready for AI Day, but it doesn't necessarily need to be at version 1.0 fully for Tesla to start talking about it and start demonstrating potentially some of the capabilities, and most importantly, where Tesla is heading with those things in the future. For Autonomy Day, they talked about the Robotaxi network. For Battery Day, they talked about their 3 terawatt hour production target for 2030. And for Tesla AI Day, they can talk about how Project Dojo is going to help them automate the training of vision neural networks and other problems beyond self-driving that they see that helping solve. So maybe the timeline could be a good sign for their progress on Dojo, but I also think that Dojo wouldn't necessarily need to be, I don't know, quote-unquote production ready for them to talk about these things. And again, to compare back to Battery Day, yes, Tesla did have those cells in test vehicles, but they weren't producing them for production vehicles yet, so I don't think the comparison is all that dissimilar there. So I think Tesla walks us through Dojo, I think they walk us through how that's going to help self-driving, and then I think they talk about what other problems this might help solve. So in one of the most underrated tweets on Elon Musk's timeline, in my opinion, back in September, he said, quote, "Yeah, we will open Dojo for training as a web service once we work out the bugs," end quote. I've been beating this drum for a while, but somehow this continues to be one of the most under-the-radar things that I think AI Day will help bring to the surface. Though, as we have seen with Autonomy Day and Battery Day, that's no guarantee that anyone is really going to understand it at that point either. Elon even followed that tweet up, adding some more context in a reply to a question from Viv asking if it would work for any machine learning project or just autonomy-related neural network training, and Elon said pretty much any machine learning. So, really an endless list of opportunities there, but again, coming at it from a vision perspective, a real-world perspective, some of my first thoughts there are around robotics. Obviously, Tesla already has a direct interest in that for manufacturing. Better computer vision should help with some of those problems. You've got Neuralink working with surgical robots. I don't know if vision is necessarily what they need, but obviously a space that machine learning is very important in as well. Medical diagnostics. We already have Tesla working with CureVac on mRNA manufacturing. I doubt Tesla itself wants to really get into the diagnostic game, but they may be able to help others improve the processes that are in place right now. Then, of course, beyond just vision, you have Tesla utilizing AI on the energy side of the business through Autobidder, through Opticaster. I don't think those would be as relevant to Dojo, but perhaps Tesla discusses some of those things at AI Day as well. We could go on use cases there, but my hope for AI Day would be that Tesla discusses how what they've built and are building can help solve problems beyond what Tesla has focused on so far to date, which is obviously self-driving. All right, let's move into the next topic here. So we got to talk about the FSD beta button, Elon tweeting about that yesterday too. So he said, "Major improvements are being made to the vision stack every week, beta button hopefully next month." Quote, "This is a march of nines trying to get probability of no injury above 99.999999% of miles for city driving. Production autopilot is already above that for highway driving," end quote. I'd have to argue a little bit with how that's presented. So production autopilot being at that level of safety, it's not really production autopilot. That's a combination of production autopilot plus human oversight. And as far as I know, there haven't been any injuries with the full self-driving beta yet. So technically you could say the full self-driving beta is at that level as well. Probably not critical for this conversation, but I don't know. I didn't love how that was stated, so I wanted to share my thoughts on that. Anyway, Elon was also asked about the FSD subscription. He said same timing, so next month, but then clarified, quote, "Button timing of May is aspirational, depends on how well limited beta of version 9.0 goes, but I would be surprised if wide beta, aka button, is later than June. FSD subscription next month is a sure thing," end quote. So I guess the real update there is, yeah, it's still going to be a little bit, but maybe FSD subscription next month. It'll be most interesting to see how they structure that from a financial perspective. It's kind of weird to me that they would release that without the FSD beta. It seems like that would be a great tandem, so I wouldn't be too surprised if that got rethought, but I guess we'll find out next month. Wrapping up the Elon tweets, Elon again tweeting about moon-related things. It was around the time he was tweeting about SpaceX, but he did throw a Doge in there as well, which I don't know if you want to even look at Doge price, but it's way, way up. All right, next year we've got a bit of an update on the refresh Model S and Model X vehicles. This was posted on Reddit by user Doubleshot. He's been following inspection status for the building that is my understanding that the Model S and X production line is in, and it looks like Tesla had electrical final and mechanical final inspections yesterday, but per the Fremont website, it looks like those inspections did actually fail. Now that's not necessarily a big deal, maybe not a big deal at all, and I'll be the first to admit that I don't know anything about these inspections, so I'm definitely not trying to sound alarm bells here, more just trying to raise some attention to it so we can talk about it. Those that may know a little bit more about the process hopefully can share in the comments today, and we can learn a little bit more about whether or not this is important. I have reached out to Fremont, to three different people actually, and to my surprise, I did receive an initial response, so I submitted my questions to them. We'll see if they're willing or able to provide any more information on that, and if they do, of course, I'll share it right away. All we've really got right now is a couple of comments in those inspection status reports. The other thing I noticed is that in the titles here, they do say electrical final optional, mechanical final optional. So that was one of the things I asked Fremont for, was any more context on that. Because in the status, it does actually say fail correction required for both of these, which definitely sounds a little bit less optional. So a little bit unclear to me. Again, if anyone knows, share in the comments. My guess is this is a pretty minor thing, but it is something that I'm just going to be keeping an eye on here and hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about. In a little bit more positive news, Giga Texas today looks like it received a shipment from Idra. So this was captured by Jeff Roberts. Idra, of course, makes the GigaPress casting machines, so it looks like another one of those may be going in at Giga Texas right now. We'll have to see if that's the 8,000 ton press. My guess is probably not, but maybe we'll find out more details on that in the coming days. All right, next here we've got a couple of updates on other autonomous driving efforts. First, from Huawei, the maker of consumer electronics, telecommunications. They've announced, per Bloomberg, that they're going to be investing $1 billion in self-driving and electric vehicle technology. They got a little bit more attention even for this announcement by saying that they were able to go 620 miles, 1,000 kilometers, without any human intervention. But reading through this Bloomberg report, I really had to laugh at this because one of Huawei's chairman apparently said, quote, "I don't know if they were bragging, but my team said they can have cars driving on their own without human intervention for 1,000 kilometers. That's way better than Tesla," end quote. Well, pack it in, I guess. Huawei did it. They beat Tesla here on their first try, and they're just way better than Tesla. He's been told. Maybe they were bragging. He doesn't know. Like, maybe something is lost in translation here, but wouldn't you want to be a little bit more informed on exactly the test parameters there, or just have just a little bit more context or information there before speaking on this? I don't know. I just found that quote to be particularly funny, but we'll wait for something of a little bit more substance, at least I will, before making an evaluation there on Huawei. Next was an announcement from Cruise. They have announced that Walmart has joined a funding round that they had previously announced back in January that included Microsoft. So they've increased the round. Walmart's joined in alongside several other institutional investors. So that round has been raised to $2.75 billion. And they say the valuation is greater than $30 billion. Next, just a quick update on the Mercedes-Benz all-electric EQS. They have now unveiled the full interior, a lot of the other specs as well. I think all we are missing now is kind of pricing. But they've got the acceleration figures here for the larger battery pack vehicle. It's going to come in two different versions. One acceleration 0 to 65.5 seconds, the other 4.1 seconds. So fast, but in the context of Tesla, nothing too crazy there. Yeah, and then really the other big thing here is just the exterior. They unveiled it in a two-tone paint as well as a single color paint. In general, I'm not a fan of the two-tone paint jobs, but I think I actually like it better on this vehicle than the single one. They do have a CD on this vehicle, coefficient of drag of 0.20. That should narrowly edge out the refreshed Model S. So the design definitely has that going for it. But other than that, exterior-wise, not a lot of other positives to me. I think unexciting at best. So we'll have to wait and see what the price is. Again, I think this is much more of a threat to someone like Lucid than Tesla. But my guess is, at least if I were at Lucid, I'd be a little bit relieved by that design. All right, last couple of things here. First up, Stellantis. So this is the combination of Fiat Chrysler and PSA Group. They have announced that they'll be holding an electrification day on July 8th. Everybody just kind of unabashedly jumping on that blank day event nomenclature. And hey, I guess after the market's reaction to VW's Power Day, you can't really blame them. Lastly then, just a quick SpaceX update. Elon replied to a tweet yesterday saying that they are aiming to launch Starship SN15 next week. It was a little bit confusing because the tweet that he replied to had also mentioned booster number 2, but he is talking about Starship here. So hopefully we'll see that next week in what will be a big week for SpaceX regardless. Reminder, we do have the next Crew Dragon mission scheduled for 10 a.m. UTC, 3 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday, April 22nd. So let's look forward to there. Tomorrow I am going to be doing a live stream sometime near market close, maybe 3:15, 3:30 Central time. I'll obviously keep the recording of that up, but if you want to tune in live, that's around the time I'm expecting it to be. But that is where we'll leave it for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you tomorrow for that Friday, April 16th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.